as we continue our local college basketball preview. The season has begun, and one of the best coaches in our area, and certainly one of the most young and promising coaches, joins us right now as he begins his third year at his alma mater, Mount St. Mary's, in Emmitsburg. MD Jamie and Christian joins us right now. Coach, thanks for coming on the show again.
Thanks for having me on. I always love being on.
Well, we do appreciate it, and you're coming off of a season where you went to the big dance. Look back at that experience, if you could, for a moment, and tell me what that was like for you and your kids and maybe how that's changed life for you as a head coach.
Well, you know, I mean, looking back on it, I mean, it's just such a tremendous feat. I don't know if people understand what an accomplishment it is when you're in a league and it's a one-bid league and having the opportunity to represent your league. I mean, that's a tough deal. I mean, you play through the entire season for the opportunity to position yourself well in your conference tournament, and then you got to be fortunate enough to win it at the end to get the bid. And so that's very tough to do, I think. What we've been able to take from it as a program is, A, that our enthusiasm is contagious. It's really taken over our campus. It's taken over our program. And it's allowed us to really fight through some adverse times within the first two seasons. And then I think, secondly, the thing you take from it is that what we're doing is working. You know, the individual development we're talking about with our guys every single day, the mental preparation that we work with every single day about how to win and how to handle winning, it all works. And, you know, being able to go into the third season and to say the things that you've done the first 2 years will give you the desired outcome that you want is really important for your team.
Coach, as a young coach, who were your influences as you kind of develop your style?
Well, I've been fortunate. I mean, I've worked for a ton of great guys. I've played for a ton of great guys. My high school coach won over 600 games. Coach Phelan here at Mount St. Mary's won over 800 games. Then I had a chance to work for Bob Johnson, Emory and Henry. He won 350 games. Then I worked for Pat Flannery at Bucknell, won over 400 games. Then Tony Shaver, who's won over 500 games at William & Mary. And then Shaka Smart. And so I've been really fortunate to be around some of the very best. And I've tried to take things that I really like from each of their programs, everything from how you handle your business day-to-day to how you treat your players. You know, I think obviously most recently Shaka Smart, his influence on me can be seen in our style of play. It can be also seen in how I relate to our players. And I think that's very important. I think he's one of the best in the country at being able to relate and understand his players and them understanding his message.
Growing up around here, Coach, in Baltimore and in the Baltimore area, we knew who Jim Phelan was. And, of course, the Mount had one or two, you know, great years when it went all D1 and made it to the NCAA tournament. And he became, I think people kind of caught on to how special he was around the country even. Mm-hmm. But that's a long time ago now. Do you have to explain to kids at the Mount who Jim Phelan is, was, his importance to the school and the basketball program almost as an afterthought in some ways? Or does his presence still linger?
Well, you know, I think his presence lingers through me and how I interact with our guys and the important things that we do within our program. You know, I think it's very important to understand our history here at Mount St. Mary's is an older tradition. You know, it goes back, I mean, to his first years of coaching. He was there for 49 years at the Mount. And I think it's important for people to understand and students to understand when they're coming and looking at the Mount why that's important. And it's important because our fan base is very knowledgeable. You know, they've grown up loving Mount basketball. They've grown up coming to Mount basketball games, and now they're bringing their children back. And that's unique. You know, you don't get that everywhere in the country. I mean, there's a lot of new traditions that are happening now that people love to have, and I think that's important. But our tradition is older. I mean, our tradition understands the game, understands how the game needs to be played. They appreciate good plays, you know, taking charges, making the extra pass. You know, they have such an appreciation for that. And so I try to do a great job explaining that to our recruits about, you know, that's how our experience here is different. Our fan base is on fire. They're electric for Mount basketball, and they have been for years and years and years, and they're not fair weather. You know, they've been with us through good times and bad, and they're going to continue to do that. And I think that's important. You know, I think with Coach, you know, I call him Coach. You know, there's only three guys on this earth that I call Coach, and I think Quad, you would understand the significance of calling another man a coach, right? And that's someone that's impacted your life, not just on the floor, but it's impacted your life off the floor. And so I call Coach Phelan that, I call Coach Smart that, and I call Coach Brown that. And that means that carries a lot of weight for me. And so that's what I try to explain to them, that this relationship that I'm trying to create with them isn't about basketball, the wins and losses, but it is about personal improvement in all aspects of their life.
And, Coach, you know, I think when I look at, those coaches that have made a or those men that have made an impact on my life, you're absolutely right. It is about saying coach, and it is about, you know, feeling it in that high honor. And so with that, you know, success begets success. At the same time, the expectation levels rise. Where do you see your team this year as you go into the season and the expectations are, look, we've sustained excellence, let's go ahead and improve upon that?
Well, I think in coming into our situation, the things that we wanted to set up as our foundation, we wanted to really talk a lot about staying locked in to the present day, right? And so, you know, but if you're able to stay locked into the present day and able to have another good practice, it really prevents you from having that level of expectation. I mean, there's been many a team that's fallen because they've had an expectation of what it should take. I'd like to talk more about the standards of what it takes, right? An expectation is something that you can't control. A standard is something that you can control every day and that you can fight for and that you can hold. And so we have a tendency to talk more about the standard of what it takes to play here at the Mount. You know, we talk a lot about humility. You know, humility gives you a chance to fall, to make a mistake, and to look back on it, reflect, and be able to overcome it. You know, where if you have an expectation, when you make a mistake, it's like you've lost in that moment. And so by us choosing to look at it more, looking at it differently, you know, talking more about humility and coachability, it gives us the ability to make a mistake and to learn from it and to not feel embarrassed by it. And I think a lot of times when coaches talk about expectations or players feel expectation, I think it's a mistake. I think our job as leaders is to remove the expectation. The expectation is something that's on the outside that you can't control. And so let's try to transform it into something that we control every single day and that we continue to take pride in.
Jamie and Christian, head basketball coach at Mount St. Mary's, is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Coach, tell me about your team this year. You had Arizona as a tough first game on the road. You lost that one. And then you have a game coming up on Wednesday, Maryland Eastern Shore, and then at Bucknell, at Wake, at Seton Hall. Then you actually play Loyola in Baltimore December 6th. Tough early season schedule. But tell me about this team right now coming back off that NCAA tournament appearance.
Well, you know, I got to put a plug in for our game. Our home opener is Saturday on the 19th. It's on Wednesday the 19th. Maryland Eastern Shore is coming to town. We're doing our banner ceremony and all that stuff from a year before, so people haven't had a chance to get out to see a Mount basketball game. I'd really encourage them to get out there. It's going to be a great game against two good teams. But our team this year, I love our team. You know, we've been working really hard over the first two years. I mean, it's kind of interesting. We made the NCAA tournament the second year. We lost the conference championship game the first year. But as a staff, we were planning for this year. We took a look at the league. We knew they were graduating a lot of good players over that time. And so we really redshirted some guys. We brought in some transfers, and we were really planning for year number three to be a special year. And I love our team. You know, we have a big guy on the inside named Taylor Danaher, who's 7 feet tall, and Christian Kreiner, who's 6'11", that plays the four for us. And we're very different from a year ago. Last year, we played four guards. We had a bunch of quadries out there that played really fast and were athletic. And this year, we're changing it up. You know, we're going to be much bigger. We're 6'7" at the three spot, in two deep there. I love the transition that we're making here as a program. We always want to take pride and give ourselves an opportunity to win games in the NCAA tournament, not just make it to the NCAA tournament. I think by us adding our size, we'll be better defensively. We'll still be able to shoot the ball well from the outside, but I think we'll just match up pound for pound much better when we play against these non-conference teams. And I thought we played excellently against Arizona. Score is not indicative of how well we played, but they're an excellent team. They're a national championship caliber team.
He is Jamie and Christian, the third-year head coach at Mount St. Mary's, fresh off an appearance in the NCAA tournament and the reigning NEC championship head coach. Best of luck to you this year, Coach Christian. We really do appreciate you coming on, and let's catch up again soon.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a great year. Always enjoy being on the show, and I enjoy listening to you guys. Thank you.